Police called to father of Austin Metcalf's home after Carmelo Anthony press conference. By Paul Bois on April 18, 2025. Police were called to the home belonging to the father of Austin Metcalf, the 17-year-old fatally stabbed at a track meet in Frisco, Texas, following the press conference held by his alleged killer's family. Frisco PD said that officers responded to a gunshot call at an address, which turned out to be the home of Jeff Metcalf, Austin Metcalf's father, reported VA. Metcalf confirmed with reporters that he arrived 5 minutes later and that nobody was home when the police were called. The prank occurred less than 2 weeks after Megan Metcalf, Austin's mother, had her home swatted. Also on Thursday, Jeff Metcalf attended the press conference held by the family of Carmelo Anthony, Austin's alleged killer, before being escorted out by police without incident. At that press conference, Anthony's mother said her family has been the target of harassment, threats and lies, reported VA. Anthony was released from jail Monday after posting bond. Judge Angela Tucker earlier in the day decided to significantly reduce Anthony's bond amount from $1 million to $250,000, the outlet added. Carmelo Anthony has since been charged with murder for the stabbing death of Austin Metcalf during a track meet in Frisco, Texas. The team maintains that he stabbed Metcalf in self-defense following an altercation over a seating dispute. Per Fox News. An arrest report obtained by Fox News sheds new light on the pre-stabbing clash after Metcalf reportedly told Anthony that he needed to move out of the memorial team's tent, a witness told Frisco police. The report noted that Anthony grabbed his bag, opened it and reached inside it and said, "Touch me and see what happens." Austin stood up and pushed the male to get him out of the tent, the arrest report said. In the next moment, the witness told police that Anthony reached into his bag and the male took a knife out of the bag and stabbed Austin. Anthony immediately fled the scene after stabbing the 17-year-old Metcalf once in the chest. Metcalf died in his twin brother Hunter's arms. "I was protecting myself," Anthony said. "He put his hands on me." Anthony immediately confessed to the stabbing when confronted by police. "I'm not alleged, I did it," he reportedly said, and asked officers if Metcalf was going to be okay. Hunter Metcalf, Austin's twin brother, recalled on The Will Cain Show how his brother's soul seemed to leave his body at the time of his death. "I whipped my head around, and then all of a sudden I see him running down the bleachers just grabbing his chest. I put my hand on there, tried to make the bleeding stop, and I grabbed his head, and I looked in his eyes. I just saw his soul leave, and it took my soul, too," Hunter said. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.